to close your outer eyes if that is comfortable. Relax your body and take a deep, gentle, cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then just slowly release and relax. Continue breathing in, breathing out, being conscious of the natural rhythm of your breath. With each inhalation, feel yourself breathing into the stillness, into the serenity. And as you exhale, just release any outer concerns, worries, or fears, any thoughts of less than. Beyond the challenges of life, there is peace. Beyond the worries of your heart, there is peace. In sacred communion now, turning within to the Christ, your consciousness is on the rock of truth. Know that you are at this moment and always one with the One. Feel the spirit of unconditional love and peace move through you. Be still and know. Know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Our co-founder Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "Be still and know that at this moment your heart is the altar of God, of love, love so irresistible and magnetic that it draws your supply to you from the great storehouse of the universe. Be still and know that the power and presence within you is greater than any challenge in this outer world." And so in this consciousness, if there is any storm brewing in your life, any challenge or problem that might be the source of fear or worry, bring it into your mind's eye now. The first part of dismantling your fear is inviting it into your awareness without judgment. Realize that fear keeps you focused on the past or worried about the future. And those storms may seem to be swirling all about you. Move to the eye of the storm, where there is calm and a peace that passes all understanding. Take Jesus' words into your heart and soul. Peace, peace be still, peace be still. Inner peace is always the prelude to answered prayer. So in this now moment, visualize a perfect white light of healing energy surrounding and unfolding the situation you are facing and gently surrounding and unfolding you, expressing as you. This light is God energy, the perfect love that casts out fear. So turning to the Christ within and focusing on God's power for good in your life, see the fearful condition fade away, dissolving in the pure white light. And in its place, you gain a feeling of serenity, harmony, and peace. Just as Jesus calmed the storm, just as the man who was blind was able to see, know that with all the powers of the Christ, you are being guided right here, right now, by the inner life of truth. Visualize this for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater spiritual community, we are so grateful for the truth that Jesus taught. We know that salvation comes to us any time we're able to turn our thoughts away from fear, anxiety, and worry to thoughts of love, harmony, and peace. Realizing our oneness, we know that all is well in our lives and in the world. Divine order permeates the universe, and everything and everyone is folded in divine love. So as we leave today, let us set the intention to carry this sweet essence of peace with us. We see ourselves as instruments of God's love, peace, and compassion on this earth. And together, we visualize a peaceful planet of unity, love, respect, and oneness. And so it is. And now let's come together to joyfully and gratefully sing our Lord's Prayer.